T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. That's the number 4 song of 1978, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Happy to be joined now by Kelvin Sampson, the head basketball coach at the University of Houston. Wichita State in Houston tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock tip against the once-beaten Cougars. Kelvin Sampson, how are you today?
Let's see, the Bee Gees in 1978, that was the year I finished college, and that was the start of the disco era.
That's some good stuff, wasn't it?
So I can sit back there and think of long hair, afros, high heels, bell-bottom pants, big lapel shirt, flower shirt.
And lots of dancing.
Oh, man, as soon as you start hearing that music, you just can't stand it. You got to go.
Well, I got to tell you, you've had a great season so far. It was an incredible game the other night at Temple. I know you probably wouldn't use the word incredible. I got to ask you, before we get down to the nuts and bolts of your basketball team, what do you think of the charge call just outside the circle in college basketball? Because obviously it bit you the other night. A basket that would have tied that game and sent it to overtime was disallowed because of a charge. Where are you on that?
You know, it's. I think it's an important part of it. You know, you can't have kids jumping from point A and then landing under the rim and not be penalized. You know, I think the charge is important. I think there's times to, you know, the really, really good referees are the ones that understand when to call and when not to call, or a no call. There's 3 things you can do on every call, but you know, you just have to trust that they're going to make the right call. In the letter of the law, probably a charge. I mean, you could argue different ways, but you know, I think you have to be honest about those things, and you look at them and say, what was it? I think it could have gone either way, but In the rule book definition, the kid from Temple made a great play. Sometimes you have to tip your hat to the other team.
We're talking with Kelvin Sampson, the basketball coach at Houston. Boy, I've enjoyed the early going in this conference. It's just been knockdown dragouts so far. Cincinnati last night built a big early lead but had to survive to win on the road at Tulsa. UConn knocked off SMU after the Mustangs had won a couple of games. ECU with the surprise of the conference so far, beating Cincinnati. They were knocked off by Memphis. The conference is off to a really good start, don't you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good teams in our conference, maybe not a great team. The team that might be a little bit ahead of everybody is probably Central Florida, but, you know, everybody picked them to win the league anyway. So maybe that's not a surprise, but Johnny's team has all the pieces. They have great size up front, and that's not only because of Taco. They've got 2 kids, 6'10", 6'11". They play with him and behind him. They've got one of the best point guards around, and B.J. Taylor. Johnny's son, Aubrey, has kind of been the missing link, missing piece. Now, they've got a really good wing score. So they look to me like the class of the league right now. And then there's a bunch of schools that are all about the same. A lot of good teams. I don't think there's any teams in this league that only give a night couldn't beat each other.
Talking with Kelvin Sampson, you guys are 15-1. What it looks like you have that maybe a lot of the teams in the American wish they had was this depth that the Cougars have. You run a lot of players in and out. A lot of guys play quite a few minutes. How much has that helped your team?
I thought it was the key to our team last year. Our depth is no different this year than last year. You know, our starting five last year was probably a little bit better than our starting five this year. But, you know, we came off the bench with Armani Brooks, who was the 6th man of the year in the league last year. Now he's starting, but last year he came off the bench. Nurizana, who led all our fives in minutes, came off the bench. Fabian White, who was in the all-freshman team, came off the bench. And Wes Van Beck. So, you know, I think our depth is very similar to last year. I think we're a little more athletic off the bench this year. Maybe not as good in the starting lineup. But whether it's your starting lineup, your bench, it's your team. So we kind of make sure everybody understands roles to get them to be as good in their role as they possibly can. But they have to embrace it. You know, role allocation college basketball is critical. You know, in football, quarterback's the quarterback. Right guard's the right guard. Basketball, you know, if you're a guard, you're a guard. You can play either wing position. Sometimes if you want to go big, it may be small ball four. So everybody has to understand their role and embrace it. But if you have good kids, that's a lot easier to do.
Kelvin Sampson joins us. His coaching journey has taken him to a lot of different places. It started with a one-year graduate assistant job to Judd Heathcote at Michigan State. Then he coached at Montana Tech, went on to Washington State, Oklahoma, Indiana, the NBA. Now he's at Houston. Let's say someday somebody writes a biography of Kelvin Sampson. What's in the first chapter, given that extensive journey that you've had in coaching? What do you think some of the highlights are?
Well, I doubt anybody ever writes a book about Kelvin Sampson, but you know, I would want it to be about my parents, my mom and dad, the impact they had on my life. And you know, I have three sisters and how they gave our family a chance. My dad was a high school basketball coach in the 50s and 60s. You know, those guys made about $8,000 or $9,000 a year. And every summer he had four jobs. He taught driver's education. He worked at tobacco markets in North Carolina. I mean, that's 120 degrees with stifling thick dust. He sold old World Book encyclopedias. Kids in the social media age now have no idea what an encyclopedia is, probably. And then he sold Lincoln Life Insurance. So I came up with that. My mother, you know, worked 12-hour days, been a nurse in hospitals and doctor's offices and health centers on university campuses. So she, you know, my parents were hard workers, and they did everything they could. I had three sisters. I have a twin sister, then I had older twin sisters, and one of them passed away, and then I had a younger sister, and we were all within 2 years of each other. So they had four kids growing up, and they all wanted to go to college. They provided us with a tremendous base, and they gave us the opportunity to be successful. So everything that we've accomplished in my family, we owe it to my parents. So that would be where I'd start.
All right, before we let you go, Kelvin, Wichita State, your opponent tomorrow night, obviously. The Shockers 7-7. We're not used to seeing that kind of a record around here under Greg Marshall. What have your impressions been of an extremely young Wichita State basketball team as it tries to make some progress here?
Yeah, that seems to be the theme in our league. I think that's why there's a lot of teams that are very similar. It seems like a lot of teams are young. You know, we just played Memphis, and they play a lot of freshmen. East Carolina's best players are freshmen. You know, we start a freshman, and probably our best player off the bench is a freshman. Just a young league. You know, a lot of people lost a lot of guys from last year. When I watch them on tape, the thing that jumps out at me is how well coached they are. You know, you can tell the things that Greg emphasizes. They play with good pace on offense. They offensive rebound, and they do it consistently. They know who their scorers are, and Samaje Jones and McDuffie, the two-headed monster inside with Chandler and Echenique, are good, and you can tell they're getting better every game. The young wings, I really like Burton and Dennis. You know, Greg's good. You know, he always has been. I remember coaching against Greg when I was at Oklahoma, and he was at Winthrop. That was the first time that I got to know his team. So I was really impressed then. So, you know, Wichita State has just a great culture, outstanding coach, got good young players, and they're getting better. When you're building your program back up like they are, the record's not important. Getting better, are you improving? That's what's important, and they are. They're not the same team they were a month ago, and I think that's a credit to Greg and his staff.
All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Shockers in Houston, down in Houston, the Cougars once beaten. Kelvin Sampson, thanks. You're always gracious with your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.